May Jesus Christ be praised, and may His Holy Mother pray for us. I love coffee. Not in the same way that I love Almighty God and His Holy Church and all of you and my parents and my goddaughter, but I love coffee. And so it was something of a sacrifice for me when I was in seminary that I had this 12-cup coffee maker. I had a 12-cup coffee maker, which is a lot for one person. I had a 12-cup coffee maker, and I would make each morning a full pot of coffee. And at 5:15 in the morning, I would pick up my full pot of coffee. I would open the door to my room. I would walk 4 feet to the door next to mine. I would knock on the door with my full pot of coffee. And then a few moments later, a mug would appear from behind the door. No face, just a mug. And I would pour the coffee until the mug was filled. Then I'd tap on the door and the mug would disappear behind the door. Each morning at 5:15, for a number of months, I brought coffee to my classmate, Jean. And one day Jean said to me, "I really appreciate this, but you know, you don't have to do this for me. But I really, really appreciate the coffee made for me early in the morning. So what do I owe you?" And I said to him, "Well, Jean, here's the way it is. The Lord Jesus says in the gospel that anyone who gives even a cup of water to a disciple because he is a disciple will certainly receive his reward. And I figure bringing a cup of coffee is better than a cup of water. And so I'm really counting on that to get me into heaven someday. What do I owe you? What do I owe you? What do we owe to each other as followers of Jesus Christ? What do we owe to each other as members of the same parish community? What do we owe to each other?" Last weekend in the gospel, the disciples were competing among themselves. There was this great argument among them as to who was the greatest. This week, they're done arguing with themselves, and now they're jealous of somebody else. Because somebody else is talking about the name of Jesus. Somebody else is casting out demons in the name of Jesus. And the disciples are jealous about this. And they say, "Somebody else is doing this, Jesus. Stop him." And Jesus responds, "Oh, no, no, no. Whoever is not against us is for us. Because you cannot do a mighty deed in my name and speak evil against me. Whoever is not against us is for us." So the Lord Jesus invites his disciples among each other and among all who profess the name of Jesus, particularly in a community, that we owe to each other a respectful recognition. We learn to respectfully recognize each other as followers of the Lord Jesus. I have about 100 cousins in Southern California. That's not an exaggeration. I have a great uncle who had 10 children ranging from my mother's age to my age. And so there are many more in the grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So there's literally about 100 cousins. And each year I go out to visit them. It is one of the oddities of history and of the providence of God that this good Catholic family in Southern California, and the family priest is the ex-Protestant from North Carolina. So I went out there shortly after I was ordained a priest and had Mass with the whole family in the parish church. And right after the Mass, my cousin James, who's my age, his wife Sarah, walks into the sacristy and she looks at me and she says, "You're just like them." "What do you mean?" She said, "You have all the same mannerisms. You have the same sense of humor. Your speech pattern is the same as my husband and his brothers." "Okay." She said, "But you didn't grow up out here." "Okay." "That means it's genetic. My children are going to be like this." She said, "You're just too much like them." not to be recognized as part of the family. So we owe to each other that respectful recognition. Second thing that Jesus says that we owe to each other is simple support. The simple cup of water that is offered to the disciple. That simple support, be it prayerful each day, be it financial, because let's face it, someone must pray for all of this and someone must pay for all of this. Whether it be material, whether it be a cup of water, a cup of coffee, or a kind word when it's needed. Simple support we owe to each other as fellow disciples of the Lord Jesus. But the most important thing that we owe to each other, the most important thing that Jesus warns us about, is about giving good example. Because Jesus says that those who lead one of the little ones astray, it would be better for them that a millstone be tied around their neck and they be thrown into the sea. In the early church, the worst charge that could be leveled against a bishop or a priest was that he had taught error, that he had led his flock astray. There could be no greater charge than that you have set a bad example, that you have led your people away from Christ and his church. This is what we call scandal. It's bad example that leads other people to do the same thing. It's bad example that encourages other people to give the same bad example. That's what Jesus is talking about with scandal. That's what he's talking about today in the gospel. It's the same as professed Catholic politicians who continually vote against everything that the Catholic Church teaches and holds. They are giving scandal. They are setting bad example. And Jesus is pretty clear about the price for a bad example. But he calls us to give good example. He calls us to give good example to each other as followers of the Lord Jesus. So what does that mean? What does it mean to give good example? It means that we witness to a life of prayer. We witness to a life of charity, and we witness to a life that admits when we're wrong. We witness to a life of repentance, too. So many times parents will say to me, I want to make sure that I do absolutely everything right to set a good example for my children. I said, that's a great goal, but you do realize that only the Lord Jesus and his most blessed mother were perfect. So what is the example that you want to set? The example that you want to set is a life of prayer, a life of charity, and a life where we can admit when we're wrong. The best example often that parents can set for their children is to sit in line to go to confession. The best example that we can give, a life of prayer, a life of charity, and a life where we're willing to say, I'm sorry and I need mercy. So we owe to each other, dear brothers and sisters, that respectful recognition. We owe that simple support to each other, be it as simple as a cup of water or a cup of coffee. We owe to each other the good example, because the benefit of the good example is that we are then recognized as followers of the Lord Jesus. Amen.